Some King's residents on campus have favorite professors. Others are known for being very forward, and some exhibit erratic behavior at times. No, we are not talking about the students or the Holy Cross priests. We are talking about the four-legged furry creatures that have captured the hearts of so many on campus, the King's College squirrels. Behind the school's lion mascot, they are the most popular animal on campus. Dr. Robin Field, Associate Professor of English, tells us about her nutty neighbor.
My office is on the fourth floor of Hafey Marion, and I have a window which is immediately next to a beautiful tree with limbs that come right up to the window. And I have been here, this is my ninth year. So I would say maybe about my second year, I noticed a thump on my windowsill, and there's a squirrel sitting on the windowsill. And I love squirrels, and so I was delighted by this and thought it was hilarious.
Field explains that the squirrel likes to come and hang out outside her window.
About a year into this, I noticed the screen on the window was getting a rip in it. And then I saw one day the squirrel methodically chewing his way across the screen. And now the screen is flapped open and the squirrel can come and sit in the trough of the window, nicely protected. And it comes and it takes a nap. It hangs out on my windowsill for a couple hours each day. It's brought leaves and sticks, so it might have tried to build a nest. And as we speak, he's sitting there right now, curled up, taking a little nap.
Surprisingly, Field does not feed her furry friend.
I have occasionally put a few nuts out on the windowsill, but I actually don't feed him. So this is his choice to come and hang out on the windowsill, and he will look in at me a few times. But mostly he just sort of hangs out. And I did yesterday bring in a miniature pumpkin and put it on the ledge because I thought it might be fun to see if he started eating it.
Field tells us about a squirrel fight.
I think it is one squirrel because a few weeks ago, a second squirrel tried to jump on the ledge when the first one was already there, and they got into a big fight that sort of slammed into the window, and then they both ran off into the tree. So I think this one squirrel has staked out his territory and has defended it against the other squirrels on campus.
King's College security guard of 2 years, Alan Giorgetti, explains his squirrel encounter.
One time I was walking across campus near the circle. I was walking up and a coworker was across the street, and all I saw doing was pointing at me, and I was like, what in the world are you pointing at? And I looked, and there was a squirrel at my foot. It ran up my pant leg, onto my shoulder, and down my back, and just walked away. I kind of wish I had a camera, because it would have made one heck of a funniest videos.
Giorgetti also named one of the squirrels.
All the guards call one Chester, after one of our co-workers, and he kind of looks like him, a little bald on top, but that's the best one.
Giorgetti explains the nature the squirrels provide on the King's College campus.
The one nice thing about the squirrels here, I'm not saying that everybody goes out and feeds them or what have you, because they try to avoid that because you don't want anybody getting bit or, you know, attacked or scratched or whatever. It's nice to see the nature when you're walking through a college campus. And if you do have, like, sometimes you have some, you know, peanuts or whatever, and you could literally hand it to them and they'll come up to you like you're not a danger or whatever. They'll literally take it out of your hand and eat it in front of you. And that's, you know, a pretty cool thing, especially in a city like Wilkes-Barre.
For WRKC News at 5, I'm Program Director Erin Harvey.